Welcome to Masachas Yevamos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5. Apologize for any background noise, but I am recording this Mishnah's share on a Kailal bus from Lakewood to the city. Yes, there's actually a bus where there's a Kailal, guys learn for an hour, and then there's Shachris, there's the davening on the bus. And it's actually subsidized, so unbelievable, special people the Jewish people are. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ines v'ha'mefate v'ha'shoite. A girl that was raped was seduced or had relations with a person who's mentally unstable, someone who's mentally incapable. Number one, they don't disqualify from eating truma, but they also don't enable somebody to eat truma. So what's the case here? We have a Yisrael, a non-Kayan, that rapes, seduces the daughter of a Kayan, so she doesn't lose her ability to eat truma. Or if a Kayan rapes or seduces a Jewish girl, he doesn't enable her to eat truma. The case of the shaita is if you have a shaita, you have someone who is mentally incapable, who is a non-Kayan, and he marries a daughter of a Kayan. Halacha is, he doesn't disqualify her from eating truma. And if he's a Kayan and he marries a Bas Yisrael, a non-Kayanes, then he doesn't enable her to eat truma, because the kinyan, the acquisition for marriage of a shaita, of a person who's not mentally stable, is not halachically considered a kinyan, is not considered an acquisition. The Einam Rui and Lava Yisrael, if let's say the rapist, the seducer, or the mentally imbalanced person, someone who is not allowed to be part of Klai Yisrael, for example, he's a mamzer, he is a bastard, Harei Lu Paislin, then if they do have this intimacy with a bastard, daughter of a Kayan, she becomes disqualified from Kahuna, because halachically she gets the status of a Zayna. A Zayna is a promiscuous woman, and a promiscuous woman loses her privilege to eat Shuma. Ketzad, the commissioner explains, how would this happen? Yisrael Shaba Bas Kayan, if let's say a non-Kayan has relations with the daughter of a Kayan, he seduces her, or he rapes her, or he's a mentally incapable person. Teicha b'truma, halacha, she continues to eat her truma because of her father's home. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, loy teicha b'truma, then she loses her ability to eat truma, as we've seen in the previous Mishnahs, because a unborn child takes away the ability for a woman to eat truma. Nechtacha uber b'meya, let's say that she miscarries, or she gives birth, and then the child dies. Toicha, the halacha is she's immediately allowed to eat the truma, because now she's a regular daughter of a kohen. Kohen Shaba Bas Yisrael, says the Mishnah, if a kohen has relations with a non-kohen, so again, in case we're talking about seduction, we're talking about rape, or he's mentally imbalanced, loy toicha b'truma, he doesn't acquire her, therefore she can't eat truma. Ibra, let's say she becomes pregnant, loy toicha, she still can't eat truma, just because she's pregnant with the child of a kohen, that does not enable her to eat truma. However, Yolda, let's say she gave birth, then she's able to eat truma because the child is a Kayan. And a woman has a Kayan as a child, then the mother is able to eat truma because of the mother. Nimsa comes out of this, that the power of the child is stronger than that of the father. Because of the father who had relations with the mother who seduced her, raped her, it was a Kayan, she can't eat truma. However, let's say she has a child from this interaction. Halacha is the child enables the mother to eat truma. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'eved poisel mishum biyah. A slave has relations with the daughter of a kohen. He requires for her from and from eating truma. Ve'ino poisel mishum zera. However, he does not disqualify because of offspring. What does that mean to say? So listen to this case. So it's a drop complicated case. How would the case be? Israel, if you have the daughter of Israel, a regular Jewish woman, Shanissa Lekain, that marries a Kain, or Bas Kain Li Israel, or the daughter of a Kain that marries Israel, and she gives birth to a child, Mazel Tov. Valach HaBen, and that child goes, V'nichbash ala Shivcha, and he has relations with a maidservant. V'yolda Hinanu Ben, and now they have a baby boy, says the Mishnah, Harei Zeh Eved, that child that's born from the Shivcha has the status of a slave. So now, the Mishnah, Haisa'im Aved, the father of this servant was a Bas Yisrael, a Kayan. She was the daughter of a Yisrael, married to a Kayan. And now her husband and the child died. Even though her grandchild is still alive, like just on the truth, she does not like each other because her grandson is not a Kayan, he's an Eved, he's a slave. Bas Kayan Yisrael, let's say the mother of his father, of the slave, was a Bas Kayan that married Yisrael, and now her husband and her son die, Teicha B'truma, she's allowed to eat truma because she's considered a bas kayin, because she doesn't because the child is not considered, she has no children, and